9 o'clock, and here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak, we are at 74 degrees, sunshine, winds are from the west at about 6 miles per hour, 86% humidity, and the barometric pressure is 29.89. It's holding steady. Going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with a couple gentlemen, and I use that loosely. We have with us this morning David Jenkins. Mr. Jenkins, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
What do you know?
Not a lot. It'll be warm out, it sounds like.
It's fair time.
Yes.
It's fair time. Yeah. All right. Did you get any rain?
Yeah. I think I checked this morning. We had close to a half an inch, I think.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Came pretty quick.
Yeah, it did. They had some heavy rain up around Hardland last night.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, had a tornado warning up there for a minute in the Avoca area. So
yeah,
things are going well.
Yeah. Yep. Going good.
So what's your role with the fair board? What do you do, Dave?
I am the president.
You are the president.
Yep.
All right. So it all comes to you.
Yes.
Mark Confer with us as well. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hold that mic up a little closer, Mark. And what's your role with the fair board?
I am the vice president.
Vice president. So you can say, see Dave.
That's exactly what happens. That's the last time I get to do that. This is Dave's last year's president.
Yep. So. Yeah. Yeah. Then you take over?
Yes, sadly.
How long have you been on the fair board?
Since 2014, I believe.
Okay. For a while.
It's been a while.
All right. What's the best part about it?
Oh.
You had your speech prepared?
No. No. I usually kind of rely on Corinne for that.
Has she been busy?
Yeah. I haven't broken to her yet.
That's got to be a special one. If you're outgoing president, this has to be a good one.
It that should be up to Corinne, I guess.
Oh, I like it. I like it. So, well, you know, fair's a good time. It's a fun time. It's a big week. And, I think having the opportunity, you see these, if you just go casually and walk through, you see these projects, you see livestock. This has been ongoing for a long time. A lot of these kiddos and stuff, they do projects and they keep it going for a long time. And the fair board, you support all of these activities that go on at the fair. You have all the night activities that are going on just to keep a great atmosphere going
on.
Right? So to help support young folks. So,
yes.
What will we notice different this year?
So kind of, I guess, I mean, one thing we're kind of trying to add this year, one thing we're going to do, we're going to have a phone party on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And I am not super familiar with these. I've heard good things about them, but that was one thing that it'll be a free event.
You guys are going to be down there in the foam, aren't you?
We'll see. Yeah.
Oh, both of you guys. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So that's new this year.
That'll be new. Yeah, just something to try and, I mean, something free for the community.
It's a free event.
It is, yeah.
I mean, it's basically just a big, kind of what it sounds like, big thing of foam, right?
Yeah, that's the way I understand it, and it's, yeah.
Music and dance.
And they're going to do it. It'll be 9:15, I think, is when they were going to start it, so it's dark, and there'll be neon lights, and the foam glows. And
where's that at?
We're actually going to hold it. We're going to put it kind of south of the horse arena.
Okay.
We just had a meeting last night and didn't think about it. You know, I'm assuming when it's going to be muddy when it's over with. So we thought, well, maybe we put it someplace where there's not as much traffic.
Okay.
So that was kind of our plan.
All right. South of the horse arena. All right.
Yep. Kind of close to the horseshoe pit area there, closer to 4th Street.
Anything else new this year? That's a new one.
That one's new. We're going to let Mark kind of explain the tough truck.
What's the tough truck, Mark?
We're going to have a new event before the Derby. It's called the tough truck. There'll be three different classes of vehicles of different wheelbases, and they're going to do a down and back horseshoe style race, head to head racing.
Okay.
And there will be jumps and bumps and I believe it's single elimination.
Okay.
And just head to head racing.
Is that open? Is there like a group that tours with that, or can anyone enter into that? How does it work?
Anybody can enter into it. We do not have a group that tours it. We're just looking to try something a little different, see if we can get a different set of contestants. Kind of the rules are all posted on our Facebook page there, and it really doesn't take much to get a car ready for it. We're going to disable airbags, and then there's just a bunch of small things that need to happen, but nothing serious.
Now, that'll take place prior to the Derby.
Yes.
On the same, right out there at the same thing, huh?
Yes.
In the same area. in that arena or field area there.
Correct. Yes.
The Derby's popular. I mean, that's what's the most popular event? Is it the Derby?
It'd probably be the between the rodeo and the Derby are probably the two most popular. Yeah. Which not fair to the Derby because the rodeo's free. So.
But I mean, it seems like every year it's just packed. So that's a it's fun.
And it's tough. Kind of what our thinking with this is to do this tough truck thing is to at least something more of a show. I mean, the Derby it's tough to get cars anymore.
Yeah,
and we feel terrible that you know that we're not putting on a very long show, but it's kind of out of our control.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, because you kind of rely on people just to put their car together and go enter that. So
right.
So walk me through. Start to finish events going on that we want to make sure that people are aware of.
So, yeah, I mean, it actually kind of Saturday we have the shooting sports competition begins on Saturday.
That actually got moved to Sunday there was a scheduling conflict with another county. So ours is on Sunday morning, not Saturday.
Sunday morning. Okay. Good thing you brought your VP with
Good
you.
Good thing. Yeah.
So, I got it, Dave.
Yeah, there you go. And that's out at the Anderson Conservation Area out there at the shooting range.
Yes.
Okay. That's
correct.
Sunday morning.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
And then kind of move into Monday. That would be the horse show. I think it starts at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be.
That's a pretty long event, too. I think that show takes a while, doesn't it?
I think they usually, typically they, 3 or 4 hours,
yeah,
I think. They,
right.
I think they, it at least goes through lunch, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yep. Kind of another thing, and then Tuesday, that's when the dog show is happening, mm-hmm. and they have actually moved that into our new show barn. They used to be in the far west building by the YMCA. Now they've moved into the...
I think that'll be nice.
Have some bleachers and some seating so people can actually sit and enjoy watching that show.
You know, that show barn is so nice.
Yeah.
You go in there and it's got the big fans and everything opens up and you got a breeze moving through. Yeah. It's nice. So,
yeah. Anyways. And that's what it was so hot down in that west building that.
Yes.
I'm glad they've moved to there.
Me too. All right. So that's a little different change for people to be aware of. All right.
Yep.
So what else you got over there, Dave?
And then kind of that evening will be our opening ceremonies. That's when I get to give my big speech.
I'm prepared for that one. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Give away the awards, Hall of Fame, 4-H Hall of Fame awards. That's when they'll announce the crowning of the Fair Queen. And then we typically have a religious rally after that. So
mm-hmm. Now that the Fair Queen, there's already been some judging and stuff take place on that contest.
Correct.
Correct, right?
Yep.
But that's kind of the official crowning of all that. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good deal.
And I believe there was six candidates.
Something like that.
I think
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yep.
Okay.
Wednesday, kind of. That's. I mean, Wednesday is kind of the.
Wednesday the 15th.
Correct.
All right. Let's talk about Let's talk about Wednesday the 15th. What do you got that day?
That's when we're going to have this phone party, but it's at night.
Uh-huh.
And that's also the bingo kind of starts that night in the gold building.
Mm-hmm.
Air
conditioned too, by the way.
It is.
Gold Fair building's air conditioned.
Yes.
So go have fun at bingo. All right. And then the phone party. Now do you pay to get to the phone party?
Nope. It'll be
free?
All free.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So that'll wrap up the night then on Wednesday night.
On Wednesday, yep.
Okay.
And if I remember, typically by Wednesday, most of the animals are
Everything comes in and gets
on
weighed
the property.
In on Wednesday. Yep.
Weigh in and entering and all that stuff takes place on Wednesday.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else there we need to touch on Wednesday? That'll do it?
I don't think so.
Let's look at Thursday the 16th.
That's kind of the meat and dairy goat show.
Uh-huh.
Sheep show will follow. We've kind of changed gears with our night events the rides.
Okay.
We've had to kind of go back to inflatables.
Okay.
The gentleman we had the last couple of years, we had issues with him and it was just time to try something else.
Sometimes you got to make a change every now and then. There you go.
And I remember when I started with the board thinking, how hard can it be to get a carnival? My gosh, they're,
uh-huh.
And then in December, we go to a convention, and that's where you meet with vendors and people that are going to come. And it's hard to get a carnival because there are less and less carnivals. And the people that have been with a fair, they don't want to leave.
They'll stay with the fair.
Because they know that they make money there. And it's so
more challenging than one might think, I guess.
Huh? It is. And you know, $20,000-$30,000 will, I mean, that's kind of what it takes to get a good carnival.
Yeah.
And there again, like I said, they get hooked in with somebody and they know they make money there and, you know, they don't want to leave.
So, again, like most things, changing world, changing demographics, where you used to, there was always, that whole world is changing too. So.
Yes.
So what do you, you'll have inflatables still?
Correct. Yep. Well, I think, I remember if we said 10 or 12 inflatables, that will start Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we will have them. We kind of discussed we would do wristbands, and it'll be just $10 for the whole day.
They
can come and go.
Well, that's pretty reasonable.
From noon to 10, I believe, are the hours of that.
Okay. Yep. Noon till 10 o'clock at night.
Yes.
And it's $10?
Yep.
For a day?
Yep, for the whole day.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a pretty reasonable deal right there.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Of course, then that same on Thursday, the petting zoo will be around, and Carrie's train will be running around there, I'm sure.
Okay.
Chainsaw artist, he'll start that day on Thursday also.
Have you ever just sat and watched those guys with the chainsaw artist? It's pretty amazing.
It is pretty impressive.
I mean, I don't see how they start into something and it's like nothing, and then all of a sudden, there it is.
Yeah, yep.
You just see it, so pretty cool.
Yep.
They come, I mean, that's a long, I mean, it seems like to me the chainsaw artist has been coming forever.
Yes, yep.
So, all right, very good.
One other thing, kind of Thursday night, we're gonna do a sip and paint with Corky Canvas and Pudgy Pumpkin Patch.
Okay.
That'll be in the auditorium, the Gold Building, the east end of the Gold Building. I guess if anybody wants to be a part of that, maybe contact Nancy Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
I can give her a number. It's 712-789-0517.
Let's make sure and give Nancy's number again. Let's give Nancy. Give me that number one more time.
712-789-0517.
0517. That's Nancy Nelson. So call Nancy.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. She's kind of.
And tell her Dave said do it.
That's right.
Yep. After that, blame it on Mark after that. So there you go. All right.
That'll be fine.
So the sip and paint, that's new, right?
I believe they did it last year.
They did it last year?
Yeah.
Yep. How does that work?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, all right. If you went to it, go and do it again. There you go. All right. All right. Yep. So what else do we have going on? Bingo again.
Yep, so bingo will be that night also. And I'll let – that's kind of the night – that Thursday night will be our motocross race. Yeah. Mark's kind of been
– tell me about that, Mark.
I took it over from Andrew Herzberg here about 5 years ago, and we got teamed up with Brad DePringer with DPMX Tracks and Training. He comes in and builds our tracks for us. And
I was going to say, that whoever put that track together knew what they were doing. That's a lot of work, isn't it?
He does a fantastic job. Wow. He comes in, and, I mean, he points around and tells us where to put piles of dirt, and he shapes and does the whole thing.
How long does it take to put that track together?
A full day usually. I mean, we can usually do it if we get a good start. We can do it. We're done by dark.
Yeah,
it's worth it. I mean,
now that was up. They had an event. Was it last weekend?
Junction Days weekend.
Yep. I'm doing from memory, and that doesn't work very well for me. But it was Junction Days weekend. They were in the parade too, and then the track stayed up. Did you make any modifications to it? Same track?
Nope, same track.
All right. That's a pretty popular event too, isn't it?
It is.
Kind of fun to watch.
It is. It's really fun to watch. And we're actually putting on a race. We've partnered with Mills County Fair, and we're putting on their race for them on Friday night. And that race starts at 7 o'clock Friday in Mills County.
All right. I knew that. Now that you mentioned that, I knew that. So, but what a fun event. How many contestants are there? Do you have any idea?
The most we've ever had is 160 entries into that. And I mean, it's not 160 people. You end up with about 100 people. People race multiple classes. My child races 3 or 4.
Because you have a bunch of classes, right?
There are 19 classes to race, quads and bikes. And there's.
Did you ride?
I do not. I rode my kid's bike here a couple years ago and crashed and ended up having two knee surgeries after that. So
they called her quits right after that.
I did not. I do still ride some, just not very much.
Now, can anyone enter that?
Yes.
Just pick your classification where you think you fit and off you go.
And if you don't know, you can come on down and, or you can call me. I'm in charge. My number's listed on the flyer. I'm not going to give it out on the radio. I don't know. Don't put your pen down.
Call now. Nancy. Call Nancy.
Call Nancy. She'll give you my number. There
I bet
you go.
She will. I bet she will. Probably get some little advice too. Maybe.
That's right.
All right. So how, now there's an entry fee with that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's $30 a class to ride, for all the regular classes, and I have four pro classes that I actually pay out, and it's $40 a class for them.
Okay. That's kind of fun. How long have you been doing that?
5 years.
The motocross overall has been going.
I've been running it for five. I think Andrew ran it for 5 or 6 before that.
Has it been that long, really?
I think so.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Does it continue to grow, or do you maintain steady numbers there?
It seems like we continue to grow.
All right. Now, do I need to get a ticket, or can I get tickets at the gate to go watch that?
Yeah, tickets at the gate.
All right.
$5 admission.
That's pretty cheap.
Yep.
So, and a good time.
Yeah.
What else about that?
Yep.
Did you ride, Dave?
When I was younger, yeah, I did.
Did you blow your knees out on a...
I did not.
No. All right. So, go and enjoy. Now, that's Thursday night. Thursday night. Yep. How long does it take to get that out of there, then, whenever you're getting that cleaned up for the... For the derby and for the rodeo.
It'll probably be 3 or 4 in the morning by the time we get everything knocked down and level and ready to go.
Bring in some pretty big equipment, get that leveled out. Where do you get the dirt?
We just dig it out of the ground. We have Galling Horse Excavation and J&S Trenching Command.
You don't haul that in then to put that in?
They bring in equipment, dozers and skid loaders, and we dig it all out of the ground, and then we flatten it all back out, get as smooth as we can, and go again.
There's some good guys to have around, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So, all right. Anything else around that? Go and enjoy. I mean, it'll be a good entertaining evening just to go watch, right?
Yes, so, it will.
Yep.
Anything else Thursday, Dave or Mark? By the way, Dave Jenkins, president of the Montgomery County Fair Board, and Mark Comfort with me, the vice president of the Montgomery County Fair Board. What else we need to touch on there, Dave?
I think that's it for Thursday.
All right. That starts at 7:30, the races?
Seven.
All right. Yep. Okay.
Friday, swine show. Friday morning, 8:00. There again, the chainsaw artist will be there also. Kind of another thing, we're Friday night, we're going to bring in a video game trailer. They'll be there Friday and Saturday from, what was that, from noon to 8? Yeah, noon to 8. And that'll be, we're trying to, something.
Right, something new.
Different.
Something different.
To kind of draw people down. And
okay. Have you seen the trailer?
I remember we had it when I helped with the prom.
Yeah, after prom stuff.
After prom stuff. And I can't remember if they do it in increments of if you get 15, 20 minutes and then you have to rotate out.
Okay.
I kind of forget how they operated that. But
all right.
Just be.
It'll be there. It'll be open from noon until 8.
Yep.
Both Friday and Saturday.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That Friday night, the Mills Montgomery Cattlemen, they have a steak supper. I was going to ask, I don't remember what they charge for the meal.
It'll be worth it, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just go and enjoy. Yep. Don't even ask. Just pay and go.
Just go.
Yeah. That's what you need to do. Just go have fun.
And that'll be in the Gold Building.
Uh-huh.
Then we move that Friday night will be the bull ride, which, like I said before, that's a free event.
That's a popular one.
It is, yeah.
Who's doing the stock on that?
Double S.
Double S? Down in Sydney.
Yep.
Okay. Chad Smith and his crew down there.
Correct.
Yep. All right.
That's kind of the...
And that's free.
That is free night, yep, to get in.
That's nice. Okay. Yep. That'll start at 8?
7:30. Yes.
Okay. So put that on your schedule for Friday night.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else there?
That should be it, I think, on Friday.
Let's look at Saturday. What's going on Saturday?
Kind of Saturday, that gets into the beef show Saturday morning. 8:00, I think, is when that starts. There again, it'll be just kind of the same routine, chainsaw artist, the stuff going on. Yeah.
Okay, through the day, plenty, and the game trailer. That's not the right word. It will be there as well. What am I trying to look? The truck. Oh gosh, is he there Saturday? The game on the trailer. Is he there Saturday?
Game on the video game trailer? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep, Friday and Saturday.
All right, game on the trailer. There you go. Same time from noon until 8.
Correct.
All right, in the Grandstand Arena. Near the Grandstand Arena. Okay, so what do we have going on Saturday night then, Dave?
Well, and there again, that would be our Tough Truck competition and the Demolition Derby.
Okay. I'm kind of excited about the Tough Truck competition.
I have never watched. I'm sure there's YouTube videos of it. I'm sure. I have not seen any of it, but it sounds interesting. Yeah.
Have you seen it, Mark?
Only the videos. I have not seen one in person.
Okay. All right.
But we have got quite a few phone calls. There's been quite a bit of interest in it. So hopefully we end up with some good numbers. And
something different and something new to add to it. Now, and again, just to be clear, that takes place before the Derby.
Yes.
That'll take place. Get that down, run that through.
Same start time.
Yeah. And then the Derby will be and big night there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Followed by a fireworks show after the Derby.
Same place?
Same place.
I just keep my seat there in the grandstands. And
get a comfy one.
Yeah. That's it. That's a lot for one night.
It is.
You got the Tough Truck, you got the Derby, and fireworks.
Yes. Yep.
Who's doing the fireworks for you? You guys doing them?
We are.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's look at Sunday. What do we have Sunday, Dave?
Oh, that'll be kind of our one thing. The baby bottle bucket cash show will be Sunday. 10:30 start time on that. And I guess I hadn't heard if the numbers how
I think numbers overall, my understanding, generally up across the board, you know, steady or up from last year. So that's good.
That is great.
That's good.
Yeah.
So
then we'll have the kind of the wrap it up. We'll do the auction for we'll do the carvings at 2:00. And then the livestock auction will follow.
And that all takes place in the livestock pavilion there.
Correct.
New show. That's that's a great facility. You know, even when it's really hot outside, and sometimes it gets hot during fair.
Well, we've been pretty fortunate the last 2 years.
We have. That building is comfortable, though, with the fans and the way it opens up. It's pretty comfortable, even when it's really hot. So all right.
Yep.
What else do we need to touch on, Dave?
I think that's about it.
Okay. Mark, what about you?
It sounds good to me.
What's the rest of your day hold today, Mark?
Just working on trying to get some work done today, and then I'm going to get out of here, and we're going to start moving equipment to Malvern to start prepping for that race tomorrow.
That's tomorrow night.
That is tomorrow night.
You got your track put together over there yet?
Yeah, the same guy built the track for us over there. We've already ran one event over there.
Okay.
So just got to go over. There's a lot of prep to be done, work the track, and get it ready to go.
Big rain messed that up?
No, rain is what we want.
Okay. Kind of packs it down then?
Well, if we don't have, we want moisture in the ground, so we're going to till it up, and then we'll probably put on 10,000 gallons of water or so to get it.
So that rain last night was good then?
It absolutely was good. I mean, it could have been twice that much. It wouldn't have hurt my feelings at all.
All right. Very good. How about you, Dave?
Try and stay in the air conditioning.
There you go. I like the way you think. Anything else we need to touch on? We cover what we need to cover?
I don't think so.
I think we're good.
I'm going to say again. I say it every time. Go to the fair, take in an event, get something to eat, walk through the barns, but go and enjoy the county fair.
Yes. Yep. So we appreciate it.
Yeah. Very good. Nice to see you, gentlemen. Pleasure to visit with you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, Dave Jenkins with us and Mark Confer from the Montgomery County Fair.
Southwest Iowa Tire and Service.